Project Be Free. Organization Mission. Project Be Free, or PBF, provides crisis response to individuals affected by domestic violence. They utilize partnerships within the community that allow support and navigation of mental health needs to increase advocacy and promote individual well-being. Their immediate response services and therapy methods work towards breaking the cycles of generational trauma. What are the compelling reasons for Impact 100 to partner with this organization? PBF is disrupting the cycle of domestic violence through holistic healing and culturally responsive advocacy. They are also transforming the law enforcement response to domestic violence crisis calls. No other domestic violence nonprofit agency is 100% staffed and run by people of color and responds to crisis calls alongside first responders. They have well-established partnerships with law enforcement agencies and other social service providers and are actively expanding this network. PBF represents a real possibility to illustrate an alternative model for how a community might respond to domestic violence holistically, not solely through police intervention. What, if any, reservations do you have about this organization as a potential grantee partner for Impact 100? PBF is a very new organization in serious need of funding. They also need financial management and bookkeeping support. What does the organization do? Project Be Free provides a holistic response to domestic violence victims and their families. Their services and programs include mentorship, Breaking Generational Cycles Program. This program is for youth ages 11 to 17 and their parents and guardians affected by domestic violence. This program runs in partnership with their fiscal sponsor, Northwest Family Life. Crisis response. Their team provides crisis response services within the county by trauma-informed providers with mental health credentials and are trained in domestic violence advocacy. Their organization utilizes community partnerships and maintains an intake line to be able to respond to people within the community. Domestic violence advocacy. Clients are assisted with safety planning, resource connection, domestic violence legal advocacy, immigration domestic violence advocacy, paperwork, and connection to mental health providers within their network. They currently provide this support in 8 languages: English, Spanish, Amharic, Oromo, Russian, Swahili, Thai, and Polish. Family support group, free starting February of 2022 for 18 and older for individuals that are supporting a family member or friend experiencing domestic violence. Mother's support group, doula-led women's pregnancy and postpartum group, and this is pregnancy to 9 months post, for women who have experienced or are experiencing domestic violence. Training center, for community members and partner organizations to understand crisis response, domestic violence, and the effects on an individual's mental health. Covers terminology, definitions, and risk factors. Who does the organization serve? PBF is headquartered in Renton and serves individuals impacted by domestic violence in the areas of Bellevue, Redmond, Kirkland, Seattle, Renton, Kent, Federal Way, Tacoma, and Auburn. In 2021, they responded to 137 crisis calls in partnership with local police departments. PBF is able to provide services in 8 different languages, which is critical to helping immigrant women and families. Police departments often have a domestic advocate on staff. However, that person does not go on response calls and often speaks only English, creating barriers to victims accessing services. Not only does PBF aim to serve victims of domestic violence, they also provide resources for abusers. They treat domestic violence as a mental illness that is also often generational, and those who support and are in community with the victims. How does the organization reflect, maintain proximity to, and stay accountable to the community it serves? PBF staff and leadership are all people of color with lived experience with domestic violence and/or addiction. A member of their leadership is a survivor of domestic violence and a licensed mental health therapist working with domestic violence in her private therapy practice. Another leader and staff member is a former police officer with firsthand experience responding to domestic violence calls. His experience revealed gaps in the way law enforcement responds to domestic violence calls and the lack of immediate support available to victims and families. Victims who have been walked through crisis by PBF have returned to the organization and offered to volunteer as mentors to other fellow victims. How is the organization addressing the root causes of social issues? PBF's model completely transforms the way law enforcement currently responds to domestic violence calls and interacts with victims and families. PBF disrupts the cycle of domestic violence and pursues holistic healing by providing families with comprehensive wraparound services. Further, by centering people of color and providing culturally competent advocacy to help mitigate the fears and frustrations of working with law enforcement, PBF works to establish trust and reform the relationship between law enforcement and communities of color during times of crisis. How is the organization collaborating with other community-based organizations? PBF has established relationships with shelters and housing services throughout King and Pierce County. Through partnerships, PBS provides barrier reduction support to food, shelter, transportation, childcare, mental health, substance abuse services, and access to technology. They have ongoing and prospective partnerships with several police agencies and local hospitals. What is the vision for the organization in 5 years? PBF would like to see sustained partnerships with several police departments in the region where responses to all domestic violence calls would provide an advocate at the time of crisis. Unfortunately, these partnerships do not currently come with funding, which is why philanthropic support is so necessary. PBF leaders and staff are passionate about their work and volunteer significant time and personal resources to respond to as many victims and families as possible. They strive to answer every call and leave no one waiting for their help and services. What is the organization's area of greatest need? PBF has a significant need for funding as a new organization. Their ED is fully unpaid, and many services are being offered on a pro bono or volunteer basis in the absence of funding. An unrestricted grant to PBF would be extremely meaningful. They expressed a need for operational support and mentorship from other nonprofit leaders. There are likely many opportunities for support and impact, including and beyond funding. Highlight a story of impact. One of Project Be Free's co-founders with prior experience in law enforcement described an example response to a domestic violence call as an officer. In this example, he responded to a home where the victim answered the door with visible injuries and the whereabouts of the abuser were unknown. His job was to take pictures and notes and ensure the scene was safe. He was not responsible for tracking down the abuser and left the scene without providing any services of support to the victim. He informed her she could call him back if her abuser returned, but never heard from the victim after that visit to her home. This story outlines the limitations of police support at the time of a domestic violence response call. A PBF response to a domestic crisis violence crisis looks entirely different. Their co-founder described walking through a domestic violence and sexual abuse crisis with an undocumented woman and her 2 daughters in Federal Way. A Federal Way police detective who was familiar with PBF reached out to Katia, their co-founder, with this case. The response required in this instance included immediately removing the mother and her daughters from their home and making them completely untraceable. They were given new phones and placed in a temporary shelter with the YWCA. PBF connected her to a legal advocacy resource, and her daughters were connected with therapy services and a school advisor. With the support of PBF, they eventually moved into a New Beginnings shelter in North Seattle, and more recently, into permanent housing back in Federal Way. PBF walked alongside these victims for the entirety of this journey. End.